Hey everybody, welcome to Marvel Movie News. Today we're talking about Deadpool and we're talking about Luke Cage and Infinity War. And I don't know if you guys have seen this, but there's this little trailer called Black Panther. Markia's not dead, she's still alive. Stay right there and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Marvel Movie News.
Markia's having a lot of fun with her Black Panther pop vinyl. All right, hey everybody. Welcome to the Marvel Movie News. This is episode 135, coming to you live from Wakanda, where we'll tell you all the news from all the studios and why you should be as excited as we are. Subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News, or find us at youtube.com, Popcorn Talk Network. You can also find us through their website, popcorntalknetwork.com, or on Twitter, at Marvel News PTN, or at The Popcorn Talk. Also on facebook.com/Marvel... Facebook.com, that's how you say...
It's always the one that gets me.
Yeah.
The slashes.
Facebook.com/Marvel News Show. And guys, if you tweet a link out to our show with a message telling people about the live chat, Rowdy Roddy Roddy.
Yes.
It changes every time. I think he said Rowdy Ronnie Piper last
Well, he said it incorrectly. No, I'm changing it.
It's going to grow.
You're changing it back?
No, I'm not. I added Rowdy to it.
Rowdy,
I just changed it back to Ronnie Roney.
It's evolving, Roddy, much like a Pokemon.
I dig it. Then I'll do
Roddy,
the tweets
Roddy,
now.
Rowdy Ronnie Roney.
Yes.
Strong.
Yeah, say that five times.
They live.
Rowdy Roddy Roney. Rowdy Roddy Roney. Rowdy Roddy Roney.
Yes. I like the way that you fight, by the way.
We fight with love.
In alleyways.
But Ronnie and Roni is important because it's Ronin.
Yeah,
you got it. If you take that out, you have no Marvel.
That's true. Then it's just a callback.
Then it's just like a nickname.
Yeah.
No one wants just a nickname on our show.
Not here. Not in our house.
We're the house of ideas.
Come on. This is also episode, the second appearance of Punisher, Amazing Spider-Man 135.
Ah.
One of only 55 comics I need to complete Spider-Man.
Nerds.
And 135, whoa, that's a lot.
We've done a lot of shows.
That's a lot of shows.
And I'm glad that you're with us.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. I'm like super excited that you're like a part of the team. Like, I've said that 1,000 times and you've been a part of the team for a long time.
True.
Yeah. But
especially today, because today is Markia's show.
Oh man, today is
the fans have voted.
Yeah,
and they've decided.
That was a lot of votes. I was happily surprised. In fact, it was so many that it's like we could probably bookend it with some Black Panther at the end too.
Both ends of the show, Black Panther.
We can.
It probably will happen.
We've got newsy bits that we could say for the end and talk about the trailer at the beginning.
That's true.
Well, yeah.
You want to do that?
About the trailer at the beginning.
From the jump. I say trailer from the jump and then...
Trailer from jump. All right. Before we do that, we need to introduce ourselves. My name is Matt Key. I'm at The Matt Key. We're joined by Markia McCarty at MarkeiaMcCarty.
Yeah.
I know how to spell it. I'm trying to get the inflections
down. The cadence.
Yeah. Say it for me.
MarkeiaMcCarty.
A-R-T-Y.
Yes.
A-R-T. The fans are like, we didn't tune in for this. Stop it.
No, there's a
remix somewhere. Let her talk about Black
DJ right now is just like playing with the spellings of Markia McCarty. Somewhere in Ibiza, someone's just going, man.
Someone in Ibiza, someone took a pill and is just like
and
having
a great
yeah,
name.
Yeah. We also have Coyjandreau at Coyjandreau.
Every time. Like music.
We've got our engineer in the booth. As we've already said, Rowdy Roddy. Rowdy Ronnie Roney. We've got Colt Badeau tweeting from the Star Jammer, ever present, just not on our couch. Yeah. And we also have on our couch, speaking of, super fan Gio Benya.
Close, Benya, but yeah,
Benya.
There you go.
Benya?
Benya.
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 It's a P.
Oh, I heard a B. Pena.
Like Ant-Man's own, Michael.
Exactly, yeah, Michael Pena.
You remember this gorgeous piece of fan art that he sent us?
This was Gio.
This was Gio. And we have Gio here.
He made us a great
fan. I was here.
He made me Spidey poo.
Gio_was_here.
Oh, there's the fans.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, I just noticed you have the Captain Marvel on the computer.
Yep.
There's Easter eggs in it.
I made sure to go back to it. I even, like, from the picture I showed you guys, Boy didn't have a sword, so I added that later.
I do have a sword now! Spidey pool is complete.
There you go.
That's awesome. And what is it that you do, sir?
I am a sign language interpreter. So,
whoa!
Yeah, mostly I will be working in different places. Actually, you guys' introduction to the idea of having Black Bolt with using sign language for me made me so excited.
Yeah. Right?
but that's awesome. The one that's more relevant here is I also sometimes work at the Disney parks and the cruise ships interpreting. So, Markia, you really need to get on one of those cruise ships because the kids area just added a wall with just Wakanda. And then the
other side.
It's basically a recreation, a small recreation of the library from Doctor Strange.
we would never leave that. He was telling us before the show.
That's it. We're packing up the fam. We're going to a Disney cruise ship. We're going. We'll find a Deadpool thing. We're going.
I just bring Deadpool. I go as Deadpool. There we go. I'm just there. This is good.
Because Deadpool can exist anywhere.
It's true.
Yeah, that's true.
It is. It's canon.
He told us that, and I was like, well, Markie and I would never leave that room. We would just like sit back to back, like we're in like gym class.
I'd be like, look at me,
like,
I'm in the Golden City. Selfie.
that fan film you sent me of Deadpool, Black Panther, like that's like, what are the chances there's all these team ups between this show's like canon form?
Amazing.
It's so good. Markie's show today.
Well, speaking of Markie's show, let's talk Deadpool.
I'm going to throw something at you. This Doctor Strange Funko Pop.
It's a disaster form. It'll go right through me.
That's true.
For reals, though, Black Panther. Oh, my God.
Maybe. Okay. Now, this is a bold statement. I just want to say it. I think it might be my favorite Marvel trailer.
Oh, isn't it so incredible? It hits everything that it's supposed to hit. Everything and then more, and then this is a teaser. This is like a teaser. There's going to be so much more.
This is only 90 seconds.
I'd assume there's a whole movie coming. I think there might even be 100 or so
minutes.
You
know what?
More.
You know what?
Maybe.
Honestly, if there like, I would be upset with, if there wasn't a movie, but this teaser by itself, man. I was just like, well, I'm done.
I watched it so many times. I actually watched the trailer like 4 or 5 times. I watched this trailer like a feature length amount of times.
Yeah.
Like when Deadpool and this, the only trailers I was like, another.
Yeah.
Again, please. Spanish.
I just did an AfterBuzz WWE Raw After Show with Jay Washington yesterday. He watched it 74 times. He told me 74 times. I'm
up there with him.
What? I like the idea that after 10, he's like, I should start counting this. I should really see where I'm at with the few count.
It's about the number of times I've actually seen your reaction video.
I converted like the rest of the office with that because they were like, wait, what is this? It's a comic book movie?
Wait,
I need to see this.
At Growlings,
yeah. And they were like, yeah, I need to see this now. Are you putting a group together? Can we go with you?
Oh my God, that's awesome. As a matter of fact, yes, I am.
Like, yes, I am. I put many movie groups together. That's why I see movies like 3 to 4 times because everybody's schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did that for Doctor Strange. I typically don't do like big movie groups, but like for Doctor Strange, I was like, all right, everyone wants to come watch Doctor, like, I get it. Like, it's my character. You want to see how I react? Fine, we'll all go watch it. So we all went to
I had a weird, like, isolationist experience with Deadpool where I didn't want to be worried about anyone else's reaction. So I went, I got a chimichanga, and I had, like, a spiritual journey by myself. It's like, this is important to me. No one, okay.
But it is, like, you got your film, then I got my film, and now you're getting your film!
Yes! Yes,
and your film looks amazing.
It's so amazing.
It looks great.
I think this is going to be. I mean, Logan might do it anyway, which I kind of hope it does. But I think this is going to break the Oscar lock for superhero movies.
Yeah. If Logan doesn't do it,
then Black Panther will.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's paved that way.
It looks amazing. Like, the pacing of the trailer is so special, and the music styling, and it reminded me of, like, when the Gatsby music hit, how important it was to the flavor. This had that, like, the importance of the music. Like, it stylistically tied in beautifully, and like, the set design and the costumes.
All right, let's hold off.
Everything. Should we watch the trailer?
Let's watch the trailer.
Okay.
Remember, we need to talk over it.
Legend has it, this trailer is money.
I hear it's rewatchable, this trailer. I hear you can watch it more than once.
Legend has it. Nice.
Yes.
Well done. Well done. Let's watch the trailer. Let's make sure that we talk over it so we don't get fined for copyright. Forgive us if you just want to watch the trailer straight through. We're going to be talking over this.
Yes, you can watch it.
But go watch it on YouTube. Go watch it on YouTube on your own. I just like this.
Tell me something.
I love that it starts here, too.
We have Bilbo and Gollum going at it.
Just being upset at each other.
Like,
just
at
like,
the very
so
first,
good.
I was like, what?
But there is, I think that there's like some wonderful artistic reasoning behind that where it's like no one knows what Wakanda is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and we, the audience, are getting...
Knows.
And it ties us
he
into Civil War.
Real hard.
Yeah.
It builds from Civil War nicely, so you're already invested.
And then you have Warrior Falls.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
You've got the Inception bombs.
Yes.
And
Royal Talon Fighter. Who doesn't like
this part? This part. You see spaceships. The dog? Oh, I love that the dog and the dog like looks up and they're like, "Oh, what's the dog looking at?" And it's like,
so much more. Dogs
looking and at your doom.
Like, that shot to me is straight out of Fantastic Four. His first appearance where he's up in the tree in the Fantastic Four. Like,
I love the first shot we get of him is in a tree. Like, that feels like the 60s Black Panther.
Yeah. And I love his laughing. And
he's like, oh, no, I know the real Wakanda. And they're like,
not
oh,
the
crap.
Real country. Like,
they're like, oh,
yeah.
Crap, he knows.
I feel like this song. Oh.
Ooh, Force
Whitaker! Oh, and then there's Killmonger.
Killmonger! Mask.
I think this is the scene that was. What is going on
his
there?
His new suit.
Oh
my god.
You know, like, they're like in a museum and it has to be a Wakanda thing.
Vegeta, Michael B. Jordan. Super Saiyan Michael B. Jordan looks great.
Oh, Ramonda.
And then, you have Shuri right behind her.
And Everett Ross. He was right behind her, too.
Yes.
All of these costumes are
cool. Oh, this scene is so amazing!
Because he's got to catch the bad guy. Quick style!
Yeah, superhero landing.
And, and just the chimes at the ending, I love it too. The chimes at
the
end are so good.
So good. Like, the music gives you so much about the flavor of the movie, and that's so important to me. Music and movies are so vital.
Yeah.
Man, that's good.
But, like, this is like. So, like.
Such a good trailer!
So we had.
This is
so good.
I think this is the first time we yelled over it.
I feel like we went on a roller coaster ride together. Like, I'm like holding my stomach.
Like, it was yelling. There's no containing this trailer.
It's so good.
I love it. You're crying!
It's such a good trailer.
Oh, I love it.
It gives you so much, and then it also it makes you want more. I mean, and it hints mm-hmm. to so much more. Mm-hmm.
And doesn't tell you plot stuff, which I hate plot trailers. This was just a teaser without. Yeah. We just got flavor. It was like scooping ice cream. I just want to know the ice cream.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was great, guys. Let's move on. that's gonna be my joke the whole day. And once we get through the Black Panther, I'm just gonna forecast my jokes to you guys. Once we get through the Black Panther stuff, and then we get a few pages in. I've got 3 pages, by the way, on Deadpool or on Black Panther.
Oh,
I saw
good.
Deadpool. Yeah. Ant-Man and Wasp. We're gonna be like, hey guys, let's get back to Black Panther real quick. No, I've lost the joke.
Angela Bassett.
I'm fired.
As Storm.
Oh my god! Right? Right? And they gave her that beautiful white
hair,
and then
Storm,
they
guys.
Had her. No, she isn't actually Storm, but she's always been.
Storm. Yeah, she's always been Storm. So
she's
to see that moment,
been
I was like,
my Storm.
It's been the prophecy is foretold. Like it was just like
it's
actualized.
Like it's like they gave us this bit of excellence. It's like, sorry, we can't do this because now she's T'Challa's mom, so that can't ever work.
Yeah,
but let's nail the look anyway.
Yeah, let's just give the fans what they want in a way.
If it's if they do a Storm solo movie like completely separate, kind of like how they're doing with Venom, then sure, Angela Bassett. But I think I'm gonna have to retire that fan cast in my heart.
Yeah, but she looks good.
Yeah, yeah,
with the white hair and everything. Like I was like, ooh, you could be Aurora Monroe.
Yeah, yes, she could. Yes, and plus she's a vampire, so she can totally do like progressing through the ages with Storm. And I love her. Have you met me? I love Angela Bassett, but I'm willing to add in all of my stuff along with the outline that we have. So
I just threw this together.
Okay, then fine. We'll just do it my way.
No.
Marquia show. National Marquia.
No. Like, honestly, if we do the entire show of Marquia telling us about Black Panther, I'm totally okay with that. Like, we have other news we can talk about, and there's stuff that I'd like to get to, but Black Panther kind of killed it.
That trailer was amazing.
It did kill it.
Do you want me to lead the conversation and let you talk, or do you want to just go and then we'll, like, chime in? How do you want to do it? This is you. This is all on you.
Okay, so it helps to have a bit of an outline for me to then add stuff in.
Okay.
How's the chat room doing?
They're very excited about you and life and the trailer, and they're doing great.
All right.
Okay, great. Give like a quick, like some quick things that didn't come up in questions, and I kind of feel like they should have, so I'm just going to answer these even though nobody asked for it.
People were asking, they're just nervous to write you.
Yeah. Oh, no. Don't be nervous.
I don't know that that's the case.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
Marquia confirms. Marquia, approachable.
Okay, so yes, one of the things that did come up a lot was that people wanted to know, where do I start with Black Panther? I mean, it started in 1966.
Good question.
You know, where do I possibly start this? I will always say the Christopher Priest run, which I believe started in 1998. It really gives you a really great view of... Mm-hmm. Yeah, a really great view of Black Panther and then how he exists in society, like the diplomacy of that. It gives you some of the Dora Milaje. It gives you like, for instance, you get Nakia, and in the comic books, Nakia becomes Malice, and there's this whole storyline with her and Killmonger and her being in love with Black Panther, and because of that and because of being like kind of straight-armed with it because he's all into Monica Lynn at the time, or even afterwards, mm-hmm. she's yeah, straight-armed. She, like, got
kidnapped
and,
or...
Yeah, she becomes a Wakandian mutate. Mm-hmm. So there's this whole storyline with that. But for starting, Christopher Priest. If you can't get a hold of Christopher Priest, then I would go with Who is Black Panther? And that is Hudland. I believe it's Reginald Hudland.
Yeah, Hudland's around as
well. Yeah, and actually that's where you'll find Shuri, because she's an invention of Reginald Hudland.
You and that was more recent, like 05, I want to say?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, I want to say
such
that.
A good run.
It's like either 04 or 05, Black and I think Panther it's 05.
Volume 3.
Mm-hmm.
I think
John Meter Jr. Yeah. art, beautiful
it's
book.
A gorgeous book, yeah.
Yes. I mean, and either one of those that you start off with after that, well, start off with at least one of those, and then you can do Storm... Arnd Durang, a Storm Arnd Durang, and that goes into this whole, it explodes the world a little bit with that, so you can try that out. And then if you've, you know, gone through that journey up to that point, I do invite you to try World of Wakanda, which goes more into, it actually goes into a storyline of the prequel before Black Panther number one, which is by, and I'm going to butcher his name, Ta-Nehisi Coates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it
That's
follows,
how I've always heard it pronounced.
Yes. It follows Ayo and Anika. And, okay, so something that did come up in the media that they were like, oh, wait, are they straight washing Ayo? Because it feels like there's a respectful relationship between Oyoki, which is Danai Gwinaira's character, mm-hmm. and Ayo, who's played by Florence Kasamba. You remember her from Civil War. Her and Black Widow kind of had a standoff where mm-hmm. it's like, move or you will be moved.
Mm-hmm.
Her.
And then T'Challa's like, as much as I would enjoy watching that. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. As much as I would.
That was great. And that was like 10 seconds of, oh my God, this is the best thing ever.
You're like, I want to see this. I want to see this hard. See this.
Yeah. I want to see it so hard. All right. Keep talking. Sorry.
Yes. So they were talking about, oh, the street washing. Be like, oh. But it's like, no, that's a respect thing, because Ayo and Anika, those are OTP. That is a one true pairing. You don't want Ayo and Okoye to have anything, because the two of them, they're ride and die. So mm-hmm. don't worry about that whole, they were saying straight washing. Don't worry about that. Okay. So let's go to the actual outline now.
Professor Murky, I have a question.
Yes, please.
So I really don't know.
Because I'm approachable.
Yes, you are. She really is, guys.
I confirmed it earlier. She is very approachable.
She really is. I don't know, Black Panther, the Shuri canon thing.
Yes.
Is that from the comics?
I'm not aware of this. Okay. What that looked like to me is that looked like the that kind of looked like the with claw with like, you know, like an arm cannon that he would do. Mm-hmm. But where I'm thinking with it is that they've kind of slightly, let's say, tweaked Shuri from being just a warrior princess. And I say just because
mm-hmm. Warrior princess
sarcasm,
is not enough. Right, yeah,
sarcasm with the just, because she's so multifaceted. She's so amazing. It feels like they've also made her into an inventor type. So mm-hmm.
The Wakanda Iron person?
Yes, like the Wakandan Ironheart.
Ironheart, there you go.
Yes, like that. In fact, I would love for there to be a scene between her, Tony Stark, and Banner, because I feel like the way that they have that going on, that she would be on par with them.
Yeah, me too.
And that would be an amazing scene. Yes, they have her like she mm-hmm. is the inventor. She's the Iron Man of mm-hmm. Wakanda. And it's established like in the actual comics that she has gone to university and like outside and university. Mm-hmm. She's bringing back all of these ideas. In fact, here's another recommendation. You could watch, there's an actual Black Panther TV series. It's very short.
Mm-hmm.
You could just watch the first pilot, and it's like 10 minutes long, and it actually establishes a lot of background for this. So in case you don't want to, you don't want to flip pages, you can just mm-hmm. watch the 10 minutes of that. And it actually has some of the setup that they had with like Everett Ross, where he's like, oh, third world country. No, you know, they've got shepherds. Mm-hmm. And so
does that mean that you think maybe Shuri will be responsible for Klaus Klaw?
I think that it would be really, really interesting if they have it where her design has been leaked out, or her design has been stolen by Klaw, since he's the one that's made it out alive. And Klaw has such an interesting backstory with Wakanda. Not as interesting as Killmonger, but still mm-hmm. interesting nonetheless. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, a Black Panther killed his great grandfather. So that actually started the feud between Klaw and
all of Wakanda.
And all of Wakanda. So that's why Klaw's he's not having it.
He's not a bright man.
No. He doesn't know when to just let things go.
He don't know when to stop.
No.
Stupid Klaw. Tricks are for kids. So going back to what you said earlier, because everything you were saying was incredible, and I did not want to interrupt. I'm trying to get better about that. Christopher Priest run.
Yes.
What I love about that, and why I think that that's a perfect recommendation, is it's kind of so like because I see everything through the lens of Doctor Strange. It's kind of like Brian K. Vaughan's Oath, where like it's a very solid updating
mm-hmm. of an origin yes. story
of that story. So like while you don't fully get like an origin story of Black Panther, you do get a modern day setting mm-hmm. And telling of the Black Panther story and that whole like mythos and mm-hmm. his country and nation and everything else. So I think the Priest run is a great place to start and then move on to Volume 3 by Hudlin?
Reggie Hudlin. Hudlin.
Yeah. And that's the direction that I went with it, and then I started revisiting some of the Fantastic Four and Jungle Action stuff. But I think that's like a perfect recommendation just to throw that behind you. Like, be like, yep, what Marquis said is perfect, and you should do that.
Do it. It is worth it.
Fun fact, Reggie Hudlin is directing a Valiant movie. Speaking of comics and Reggie Hudlin.
Oh, hello!
Just tying it in there. Just throwing it out.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Fun fact.
Yes.
I'm in like a strange state of shock at this trailer. I'm just like, I watched it like 7 or 8 times again today in preparation. Just like, what can I tease out of this? So much and so little. Like,
so
it's just like.
Much.
So
real quick,
go for it.
Mysterious figure. Yeah, I'm realizing that I'm just gonna be like,
no, it's okay.
And by the way,
that's like me with Doctor Strange and Koi like with Deadpool. It is okay. Go for it.
So that mysterious figure that they focus on in the trailer, where it's like he's a respected elder. You know him by he has a green suit and a very large disc in his. He's wearing a very. Right? I believe it's the lower lip. It's probably the lower lip because you got to talk. Mm-hmm. So like with him, people are like, oh, who is he? Who is he? That's a Shiba.
That's what
Shiba.
I was thinking. Is that a Shiba?
That is so a Shiba. And you know why I know that it's a Shiba? Because a Shiba in the comics has such, it's just like a maniacal smile. He's all smiles. Uh-huh. And we're talking like, all right, so if you're, he's the Joker to the Batman. Yeah. He's like, he's Joker for Black Panther. That is a Shiba.
But he has like political influence and power in the country.
He is extremely, like, he's a scholar, but he's also a study of people. Mm-hmm. Like he's able to dethrone Black Panther without actually doing combat mm-hmm. with Black Panther.
Which is what makes the character so interesting, is that's that fast of the character where it's a political commentary, it's a societal commentary. Because if you have just a villain that punches things, it's not Black Panther. Black Panther's so much more than just the character.
So many levels. It's diplomacy.
Right. Yeah. So the villain needs to be as multifaceted as the villain as the character.
Yes, you are on a global stage once you hit Black Panther. He has been everywhere. He's had his hand, his claws, and everything.
And you know what's interesting about Black Panther? Like, you're saying a Shiba, and like that immediately makes me think Killmonger, Klaw, M'Baku. Like, he is surrounded by allies and villains.
Yes.
Like, Black Panther is, like, this central character. He's the hero of our story, but he has to have 1,000 allies because he's constantly surrounded by 1,000 villains. And all of them are, like, you've got, like, Manape, who's incredibly strong, but then you've got Killmonger, and you've got Shiba, who are both, like, politically savvy, both very strong.
Are able to turn allies into non-allies.
They're manipulative politically and socially. Yeah.
Enemies.
Non-allies.
Non-allies?
You non-ally, you!
You fiend.
Yeah, so, like, it's interesting because, like, this movie, like, he's gonna be surrounded by villain. Like, Marvel has a villain problem, and they were like, well, how about Black Panther, where every other character is a villain trying to dethrone Black Panther? How about that?
Yeah. And the thing of it is that these enemies aren't just enemies because, well, yes, Wakanda is a nation, you know, divided amongst itself. Mm-hmm. But it's also that, for instance, with Killmonger, he's a made enemy. Mm-hmm. His father, mm-hmm. well, with T'Chaka, how they're going yeah. with it. Killmonger, Eric Killmonger. Oh, his father, yeah. and I forget his father's name, if they mention it, I do forget it.
Yeah.
I know Killmonger's name is N'Jadaka.
N'Jadari?
Jadaka.
Jadaka,
yeah. Jadaka. Okay, so in any case, his father is forced to work in the mines for Claw, and because of that, he's a traitor of the state, and mm-hmm. then Killmonger and the rest of the family get exiled. There's this whole other dark storyline that mm-hmm. happens. It involves resurrection, but I'm not gonna go too far into that for you, but it's like it's a really dark past, but mm-hmm. he is a made enemy, and when you really follow his storyline, it's like, okay, you've got a right to hold a grudge.
Yeah.
You do. Yeah, I understand where you're coming from.
That's the thing like that I've always kind of struggled with Killmonger, is I'm always like, yeah, but he's kind of right.
He's kind of like, right.
Well, that's a good villain.
Yeah, exactly.
Netflix
yeah.
gets right. Like, he's Netflix kinda, gets it right because you invest the time to make them right and yeah. not just, mm-hmm. I'm a bad guy, and that's why sometimes the Marvel villain fatigue is real. They've learned their lesson, and now this movie's going to have a multifaceted villain that is as important as the lead character, yeah. that is exactly. as diverse as Black Panther. Like, Black Panther is a diplomatic, political, societal superhero. Like, there's so much to him. So I like that you're talking about, like, the Julius Caesar thing. He's surrounded by friends and enemies at all times. Like, he has to be for the character to work. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the trailer showed us that, like, this movie's gonna be all of that.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
And for just, like, sequence of events, I'm pretty sure that this is, like, you know, they mixed it all up in the trailer. I'm pretty sure that that chase scene that we see is that has to be Black Panther going after Claw.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to the interrogation scene mm-hmm. where he's like, oh, haha, Wakanda. No, that's not what you think it is. Mm-hmm. Ha, 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 ha.
I like that you have, like, this the tourist bust out. Evil.
And yes.
I like your impression, like, ha, 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 ha.
You fool you. I know the truth. So, and then that goes to where you have that beautiful moment between mm-hmm. Chadwick, between T'Challa and Okoye, where mm-hmm. it's like, oh crap, he's going to tell them everything. Mm-hmm. What are we supposed to do now? Because one of the things, yes, the Wakandans are very xenophobic, but they have a very good reason to be.
Mm-hmm.
And vibranium is so immensely powerful, and it mm-hmm. has been, you know, I'm not going to say poisoning, let's say influencing the land in Wakanda for so long that that's where we get the heart-shaped herb from mm-hmm, and everything. Mm-hmm. It's like, for that to be released upon the world, it's like, can you imagine when we have, like, just look with Spider-Man Homecoming, where mm-hmm. we have the Chitara technology.
And how it's that's ruining people.
It's used by the, yeah. you know, these guys robbing an ATM. Now imagine those are built out of vibranium. Vibranium isn't just a metal. It's mm-hmm. It goes to a mystical element. It can yeah. connect people with gods.
Mm-hmm. So, no, and it's extraterrestrial in its origin, like, and it has seemingly magical properties that are also not magical at all. Like, they're just like, it walks this perfect line of, like, what is it except for the most amazing material ever?
It's like they are sitting on this. It's like this is the biggest bomb that you could ever think of everywhere,
yeah.
but it's also the greatest thing to happen to the world. So it's yeah. like, what so do you, like, do with that?
They've got to control, like, they've got to control in some capacity, but it's also a matter of, like, protecting themselves from the rest of the world, who's yeah. like, we've it's already seen them. Like,
in a way, you're yeah. trying to save the world and also save yourselves.
Yeah, it's like, wars over oil and resources and stuff like that always happening. If you have, like, the world's greatest resource and you're the only country in the entire world that has that resource, keep it secret,
yeah.
keep it safe.
Don't advertise that. Because,
yeah.
yes,
Gio. Is it a secret, though? Because in Civil War, they're recognizable as a country enough yeah. to be, you know, for T'Chaka to come
in this movie. I think by the end of the movie, the world finds out about vibranium that sets up the
and
second
And it's like, oh, wow.
So what is relevant about Wakanda, then, in Civil War for them to have T'Chaka come over and then eventually...
Because it's established in Civil War that they're a very xenophobic people. They do not go outside of their country very much. And they were doing a conference.
It was a
talks.
Big deal they were there.
It was a very, very big deal that they were there.
It was one of those.
Because they don't do that.
Yeah, it was one of those things where it's like, even Wakanda showed up for mm-hmm. the
so it's
Sokovia
like you
Accords.
Know this is a real thing.
Like, yeah.
And just saying real quick for the trailer, T'Challa's talking about climate change in the background. So you see that.
Oh, is
you
he really?
See that in the little it's got like a global warming picture.
Oh, that's
so
great.
My thought is climate change. So even Wakanda came out for climate change. Okay, but
no, but it's interesting because I guess maybe because I know comics. It was in Civil War. I just thought, oh, vibranium, they're important. There has to be some kind of like economic transaction or something like that that has to do with vibranium, but I never realized that it could be, you know, that it is still a secret also. Yeah. And that's
because they talk about how they think it's a third world country in the beginning of the trailer.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
They even mention like it's backward and like not the shepherds, but then by mm-hmm. the end of the trailer, it's them leaking the fact that it's going to be, the world's going to know. So
yeah.
I think the end of the movie is the world finding out what, or at least piece Ooh. Of the world
and,
finding out.
And
Wakanda.
Talk about an Iron Man moment, because we already mm-hmm. know that T'Challa's Black Panther. I mean, he mm-hmm. already did that. So, but then to bring that out on the world stage of like, hey, so...
By
yeah,
the way,
they're
sitting on
vibranium.
This. Yeah.
I don't even know.
And that could explain why they keep calling this like a geopolitical thriller mm-hmm. because all of, like I don't even think it's by
yeah.
the end of the movie. I think it's outed pretty early on.
Oof,
like
okay.
I bet it's outed right around the second act, which is why there's so much fighting over the throne, why Claw's around. I think there's probably more villains
well,
like coming
the,
after
the
it.
The fighting
like,
over the throne, he doesn't just get to inherit Black Panther.
No.
He's got to earn
it. He's
got to
earn it.
So that's
yeah.
probably why we have the Warrior Falls. It's probably why mm-hmm. we have that scene between Killmonger and M'Baku
mm-hmm.
Where they're going at it, and you see Ashibe in the background.
Yeah.
It's
no,
like,
I was going to bring that up. Yes,
yeah,
thank you for bringing that
yeah.
up. Yeah, we.
No,
I
looked
pulled,
at this trailer.
Yeah. I pulled that image, if you can find that Rowdy Roni. Of Killmonger at the falls, like kind of doing his cool flip. Let's take a look at it real quick. But yeah, I saw Ashibe in the back, or the guy that with like the awesome lip ring, and I was like,
yeah,
that's when I was like, is that Ashibe? Like,
well, just
is
think
that...
if you're not going to give him a maniacal grin, you give him this huge
yeah.
desk.
And by the way, like as if I wasn't sold on the teaser enough, when it got to that part in the teaser, and you saw like the lip ring and everything, I was like, oh my god, I've never considered like African culture in this capacity. Oh my god, I'm so excited for the aesthetic. Like, it's just
the
like
wardrobe
yeah,
was
the aesthetic.
Biggest part of the trailer for me. Like the wardrobe. Remember, like Lord of the Rings when it came out,
yeah.
they had a fully established world mm-hmm. of like
yeah.
clothing and calligraphy and different writing styles. Like this feels like that to me. This feels like
yeah.
Marvel's Lord of the Rings, where they invest so much in the culture that you instantly are invested in the characters of that
yeah.
culture, and that's brilliant. You
yes.
have to in Wakanda.
Yeah.
Wanda's a character.
Ruth Carter, she's the costume designer
mm-hmm.
for it, and you see her in properties like Selma. She's
yeah.
she's done just about Roots. She's done just about everything. She really took the time to
yeah,
like dwell down and really just really get to nuts and roots of that. Like she the Maasai, that's
mm-hmm.
an African tribe that she's and you see them with like Dora Milaje like
mm-hmm.
Inspiration. Also there's another tribe, I think they're called Suri, Suri,
mm-hmm.
that she utilized them. It's like these are real world things. It's
yeah.
it's absolutely amazing.
Can
yeah.
the Inhumans give her a call though?
Well, you know, Black Panther
Wish.
Has some Inhumans. Yes, yes, we know that happens. But oh,
maybe he can wardrobe
oh,
them
gosh.
Season two. Maybe we can evolve some.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah. We need for Ruth Carter to do Medusa's hair.
Yeah,
I love the fact that it felt
if she
both,
doesn't mind, we would love that.
It felt both African but also technologically advanced. It felt like
Afro-futuristic.
So like
so,
yeah, it needed
yeah.
to, and it was.
I had no idea that was even an aesthetic, and I was hanging out with Taliesin over the weekend, who's been on our show a few times, and
mm-hmm.
my co-host on my comic book show on Wednesdays, and he was like, yeah, give me some more of that Afrofuturism. This is exciting. I was like,
yes.
whoa, Afrofuturism. He's like, oh, dude, it's a thing. It's
oh,
an actual
thing.
I was
is,
like,
it is
what?
A beautiful
like,
style.
Yeah.
If I could afford it, I would dress in it.
Yeah.
When I was
yeah.
in South Africa, there was like a lot of markets and a lot of like outdoor shops, and the clothing and the fashion there was so beautiful and staggering, and we don't even like touch on it here, so to see it in a
yeah.
movie but with the future tech added to it was such a
yeah it was one of those moments where like just seeing the lip ring, I was like, I had no idea I wanted this, and now that I've seen it, how have I never had it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like it was like all in 1 second there was a moment where I was like, screw you, Hollywood. How has this never existed?
It's
how
an
is
entire
this...
continent filled with countries with all these cultures that we're
so
just we're not even dabbling
not,
with.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful and it's so relevant.
Yeah, so
it's
like
amazing.
So it's just like to get like personal and possibly political. Forgive me.
I brought up climate change. So.
No, but
it all goes downhill from here.
But in the last couple of weeks, I went and saw Wonder Woman. Since I wasn't here last week, I didn't get a chance. So I know we're a Marvel show. Forgive me for 1 minute. But
Wonder Woman, 10, people got pissed. Yeah. Those people don't need to watch.
Yes, and we did it at the end of the show, so it was a bonus feature.
Perfect. But Wonder Woman, to me, challenged me in a lot of ways where I was like, it was one of those things where it's like, as an intellect and a person who has studied and everything else and reads and has a wife and everything else, is like, I know that the patriarchy exists. Like, it sucks. Like, I get it. And then I watched this movie and was like, I felt it on a visceral level where I've never felt it that way before. And it completely challenged me in a way where the last couple of weeks I've been paying very close attention to why do we do it that way? That's not the right way. Why do I have these immediate assumptions about things? Like, that's not the right way to think about women and women. Like, that's not right. So it challenged me in a very strong way. And then I watched this movie and was like, oh my God. Oh, the patriarchy extends to everything. Everything is about white males and white men, and everyone's been struggling against that. And I never fully saw that before until I saw this trailer after I saw Wonder Woman. I was like, oh my God, I get it so much more now.
In the words of the ancient one, it isn't about you.
No, well, I know that.
Yeah,
but I'm saying.
I
didn't know.
I'm saying, yeah.
I didn't know that I was making it about me or anything like that. It was just a set of assumptions that I have.
It blows out your mind. It really does.
Yeah,
you know?
It's funny because I was actually having this conversation with a friend of mine on how this trailer dropped. It didn't get online before Wonder Woman. Marvel let Wonder Woman make history and just do that exactly. Have us think about all these other things because, it's like Wonder Woman goes and asks all these questions where it's like, why is the world like this? Mm-hmm. Why are we facing all these problems? We shouldn't. And then 2 weeks? Has it been 2 weeks since Wonder Woman?
About two weeks.
June 2nd.
But the Black Panther trailer drops, and it's kind of like Marvel saying, okay, here's another piece of just making history. Mm-hmm. Here you go. We're going to challenge that from Wonder Woman that you are already thinking of, and here's a whole other continent.
We're
going to
take you another step. Another step further.
Exactly.
Just to blow this out. Blow your world even bigger.
And so, I love it.
So yes, just the world is so beautiful.
I just want to tag on to that. There's that one moment where in the trailer you see Ramonda, and she's there with Shuri. And I paused it a couple times and went back and forth. And I saw Everett Ross in there.
Right behind
Nakia, yeah. And I saw Everett Ross in there. And my immediate, I had this weird reaction of, oh, there's the white guy. And I was like, oh my God, that's how so many African Americans have felt forever. Oh, there's the black guy. All of a sudden I got the importance of representation and
I'm
still really just struggling with this in an existential way.
Great. No, think it over. Notice. Be aware. You know.
No, exactly.
Being aware is half the battle. Being aware is great.
Yeah. So white dudes, be aware.
Oh, we're gonna get so many comments about that. I'm sure you'll have the timestamp.
Let it. Yeah. let us get comments. We're not changing the world here. We're talking about Marvel movies, but
yes.
At the same time, it's like, yeah, this is an incredibly important topic. So yeah,
it's a social political topic teaching you with superheroes.
That's the best part.
We get superpowers and we get fights and we get car chases.
We might even get a little bit of mysticism. We might get some magic because we have a Shiba in there.
Well, and we've also got Zuri, Forest Whitaker.
We do have Zuri, and he's very much a cultural and spiritual icon. Yeah. He's that bridge. And I remember one of the questions was, is Zuri going to be a bad guy? Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. No. Think of him the connection to T'Chaka. He's that father connection, that connection to how the way that things were done, but also, and I think he's the voiceover during,
I think so too.
I think Forrest Whitaker is the voiceover for it. It's like, you are a good man with a good heart. It takes a good heart to be a good king. Mm-hmm. It's like someone says that. They're not stabbing you in the back.
Well, and I think that Ryan Coogler has gone on record saying that Zuri is the Obi-Wan to T'Challa's Luke. He's the advisor character, the one hey, let me take you under my wing, let me show you. And I want to know why Killmonger's freeing Claw. What's that
about? I think that's kind of they have thieves guilds, that kind of thing. Well, I think it's kind of a Claw is a means to an end. Killmonger wants revenge. Mm-hmm. He's going to take down Black Panther. He's going to get on that throne. I mean, mm-hmm. this is just in the comic books that I'm going with. So what's the easiest way to get to that? If you have, you know, Black Panther, you have T'Challa, and he's surrounded by, you know, Nation of the Shield. He's surrounded mm-hmm. by his council and the Dora Milaje. How do you get to them? You get Ashibe or Ashiba. Ashibe finds him, let's mm-hmm. be honest. Mm-hmm. Killmonger doesn't find mm-hmm. Ashibe. So you have Ashibe, and then you need some muscle. You're going to go for Claw. And Claw has got the mercenaries. And, yeah. Yes, he's got this grudge. He's got connections. You know, and I absolutely love that they have him in that interrogation room sans arm cannon. Mm-hmm, and I mm-hmm. like that they address that issue. He's extremely powerful. He's extremely powerful in that position, even though he's the one that's captured.
Yeah, yeah. And my guess is that, like we were saying earlier, my guess is that Killmonger and Claw and Ashibe somehow steal the designs for Shuri's arm cannon stuff or whatever.
I definitely see that.
And they gift that to Claw or give that to him as a means to help defeat T'Challa and his armies in Wakanda and everything else. So.
Very possible.
I see Claw working with, like, behind the scenes with someone in his inner circle. And yeah. then I think the tech is definitely going to be stolen. I'm not sure if it's Shuri or if it's for, like, some
Nakia,
Wakandan thing.
Maybe?
Yeah, I just definitely mm-hmm. think there's Possible. Some. There's going to be that third Possible. Act, like, reveal of Claw being in Subterfuge. And so now we just need Brian Austin Green to be in a Marvel movie, and all three Human Torches will be rectified. And then we'll be good.
There we go.
I love that meme. That was really funny.
That was a great meme.
Brian Austin Green voiced Human Torch in 1994's show, so now we just need him and Marvel, and we'll have fixed all the continuity.
All right, let's see. We've talked... I'm going to go through everything here. We've talked Lupita Nyong'o as Nakia. Mm-hmm. Is there anything we need to know about her real quick?
Well,
she's
gorgeous.
She is.
But she also,
and her femme fatale outfit.
Yes.
It's like, I want that
Walking
outfit.
Through that club or the casino,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, it's the green one, and it's just like the collar and her shoulders are out.
Shuri,
and then also this one where it has her and it looks like she's in her Dora Milaje.
Is that Nakia?
That's Nakia. Oh, she's and can I say real quick, with this picture, it's Nakia standing next to Shuri. Shuri has her arm cannons. And you notice that Nakia is holding chakrams.
Uh-huh,
so
uh-huh.
I am A-okay with connecting with the Xenaverse, where
uh-huh,
it's
uh-huh.
like Xena's chakram is also made of vibranium.
And I A-okay I bet with those it. Like light up and like are electric or like some weird like vibration kind of thing.
The amazing reflexes that you have to mm-hmm. throw one of those and then catch it on the rebound.
Mm-hmm.
There are only like four people in the Xenaverse that could do it.
And you can name them all.
Yes.
So
Xena, Ares. Did Gabrielle catch it once? Ooh.
Probably.
I know, Kalina Zis.
Wow.
Zis
you really can do this.
Yes.
That's impressive. Oh my God.
Well,
as if I needed an excuse to love you even more.
Aren't those, they're supposedly made from vibranium, right? So isn't also vibranium an electric conduit at some point
in
comics?
It's just about everything. It's the most durable metal underneath adamantium, and I think the only reason why it's underneath adamantium is because Marvel doesn't own it anymore.
because I think vibranium's stronger.
No, adamantium's
is the strongest.
Adamantium's above vibranium.
They can't cut each other,
because
I know there's always the shot of the claws and the shield, so I think they're both, like, they not neutralized, but I don't know.
Well, and the main property that vibranium has is that it absorbs...
Nullifies sound.
It's not even only just sound, it's any vibration
right,
at all. So,
absorbs.
Like, if you hit it, it's like, oh, well, I'll absorb that and make it
which is
so
how
that
he
it
lands,
doesn't
which is
exist.
How he jumps out of buildings.
I love
and,
this
like,
conversation.
Yeah.
I love
Bears, nerds.
Yes. Vibranium allows Cap to be Cap a lot of the time, especially in the movies, so I'm really excited for them to explore that side of Wakanda.
Yeah. Metal and drugs, that's Cap
for
you.
We got this.
Yeah.
Yes, and I love those hand cannons, because they're so Mass Effect for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, yes.
So we talked Zuri, we've talked Ashibe, we've talked Angela Bassett, Michael B. Jordan. Oh my God, Michael, like, just, I know we've already said it, but he looks so good.
He looks so cool.
Looks so
that was instantly the meme and the gif everyone was throwing up online. Was just, there's like 3 seconds of Michael B. Jordan, but I've seen it so many times. Like,
because
everybody's like, that moment is exciting.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
in the trailer twice, and both times they're like,
yeah.
yes.
Like, and the hairstyle, like, just like, it's so... I don't know. Like, I was like, oh, I just want to watch it just for the hair.
It looks great.
Like,
and I love
so
Michael
cool.
B. Jordan so
yeah.
much. And I want now a Dragon Ball Z movie even more.
God.
His Saiyan armor is so great.
Yeah, but way back when Daniel Kaluuya said, oh, it's like Game of Thrones. It's like, yes, it
mm-hmm.
can be like
it,
that.
And it
because they're
be.
Going to be able to balance these personalities
mm-hmm.
so beautifully that you're going to want a TV show of this.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just like, I really just want to explore World of Wakanda. Because
yeah.
it is that good.
It's that
it
good.
It is that good.
You, see, like, and again, just because I see everything through the filter of Doctor Strange, like, this was the way I felt about, like, that movie coming out. I was like, he's been around since the 60s. No one gets it, and he's an incredible character, and now you're going to see why I love him so much. Like, it's the same thing for Black Panther, where it's like, he's been around since the 60s, and he's incredible, and his mythology is incredible, and his country, and his allies, and his enemies, and now you all get to see it.
And he's had a bunch of great runs that people can go back and revisit. Like, we mentioned the 70s and 2005. Like, these two runs. Like, it's really cool that we can mention a run that's so recent and so far back.
Jack Kirby has a run. You can discover Kirby's run. It's he has it like Black Panther's Indiana Jones. So think of it that way. Black Panther, like, in this high adventure, Indiana Jones, Jack Kirby world.
Jungle madness. Like, there's so much cool jungle stuff. There's not a lot of superheroes in Marvel that get to, like, play in the jungle.
Here's the photo you guys were talking about with the hair. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. This is so cool.
I love that y'all are freaking about his hair, and I'm like, yeah, no, that's regular hair.
No, but, like,
Michael B. Jordan with it. I understand, and I love that you love it. I understand.
But, like, also just, like, the intensity of his look, the costume, the war, like, just all of it. Just like, oh my god, this works so good. All right.
Okay.
Now that we've let's see, where are we at on time?
I can't wait to see him as a bad guy.
We have now talked about Black Panther for 45 minutes.
Have we?
It's 3:18.
We have. Oh my gosh. I've got my clock.
I'm not sorry.
Yeah, I was like,
I'm not sorry at all.
See my time clock?
No, okay. Yep. See, all right, so let's move on to other news.
anything else? Deadpool, we good? We're moving on.
Deadpool. I need to say something, and this is really exciting
to me. This is, all right. You guys are both getting your day.
I'm just going to briefly mention
it.
Well, if Doctor Strange would come out with another movie
we'll get your days back. Guys, I'm rereading Deadpool from the beginning. I'm going to talk about this very quickly. Issue 15. 15 is my lucky number. I was born September 15th. I weighed 5 pounds, 15 ounces at 5:15 p.m. Issue 15, when rereading, there is a panel wherein Deadpool wrote Coy Boy on his dead hut.
And this is from...
What are the... From 1998.
Yeah.
That's insane. What are the... I, like, retroactively tagged a comic. And it's, like, my handwriting. And I'm gonna... I tweeted this. So if you go on my Twitter, that's insane. I literally... I don't even know how to... I couldn't handle it in public. I embarrassed myself. I freaked out. It's amazing. Imagine finding your nickname written in a comic written when you were 10 years old in your favorite title. What is going on? But Deadpool news.
Deadpoolness. let's talk real quick. We've got some leaked audition tapes for Deadpool 2 featuring two young actors named Killian Scott, who's from Ripper Street. I've never seen it. And Charlie Palmer Rothwell, who is in Dunkirk later this year. I have not seen that.
Nor have I.
Not out yet. But they both auditioned for the role of a character named Mike.
Good old Mike.
Mike. However, Mike is that's a fake name. That's more than likely a fake name. We've talked about it on the show before. If you're new to it and haven't heard this before, a lot of times in auditions in Hollywood, especially for bigger, higher profile projects like this, they will sort of mask a lot of the actual characters and some of the information, but they still have to audition them. So fake names,
Michelle.
Yes, Blue Harvest much?
Blue Harvest.
Movie titles, character names, anything you don't want leaked to the press, like we're doing.
Because we're ravenous.
we're excited. So there's this character named Mike, and I didn't actually see the auditions, but I read through it. I actually meant to copy and paste that here, but so Coy could do a dramatic reading of it. But it's actually about a full page long. It's probably a little too long. Anyway. Mike is talking to who we assume to be another mutant, and he mentions several times this other mutant having fire and having the capacity to do something with fire. It's all kind of implied, but he keeps saying fire, 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 fire. One of the quotes is, "You have more fire in your lungs than your fists." And then later he says, "Our gifts are unique. We're made for each other. Okay, fire and the ultimate fuel." This is all taking place apparently in like a compound where it seems like they're all kind of trying to escape. He references the man with the silver arm coming back to get them. So they don't, maybe they haven't met Cable yet, but they've seen him. They know Cable's trying to free them in some capacity. And he also references some guy named Keaton, then later Richard, as the person who's holding on to them. So all of that background, here's my theory. The guy talking is Chamber.
I don't believe it.
And he's speaking to Pyro.
If they somehow have Chamber in this, that would be so many leaps into weird, and I'd be so happy. I've wanted Chamber since we started this show.
Yeah.
I've mentioned Chamber from, like, day one.
Jono, I can't remember. I know his name is Jono. I can't remember. It's Jonathan... something or, yeah,
it's Jono.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
He goes by Jono, and it's JTT. A
JT squared.
JTT as Jono as Chamber.
That'd be insane. But no, but here's my thinking. Pyro can't... He can't... create fire. He can only control it.
Right.
So that's why he has like the sort of like gas jets underneath his arm. He can like spark a flame, make it grow, make it shrink, turn it into a dragon, whatever he wants to do. He can control it, manipulate it, and shape it, but he can't create it.
Yeah. When did we see him? Days of Future Past?
No, X-Men. He had a small part in 2, I think, and then 3, he was like full on bad
guy. I remember him. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but we're seeing that like
Dim Bell was
they're sort of like retconning their own universe and whatever, so... Whatever, fine.
Dude, if Chamber happens, that would be insane.
But, dude, the only character I can think of that would be fueled to the fire, as he says, our gifts are unique, they're made for each other, fuel and the ultimate fire. Chamber, even though it's more of a, like, sort of psionic, psychokinetic energy, it's still fire.
Right.
So, he can just stand next to Pyro and be like, yeah, just keep pulling and
see, Black Tom Cassidy has a way of like... controlling things in his mind. It's usually plant-based, but I can see them going a direction with that. We practically know Black Tom Cassidy's in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting... But Chamber, man, that'd be so cool.
Yeah, that's my theory, and my theory is mostly that's what I really want to see.
Yeah, now that you've said it, I can't think of anything else.
Yeah. So, Fox, we know you're listening. We know you watch our show religiously. You have it marked on your schedules to shut the theater down. shut your studio down and watch our show. I know. But, if you're watching and that's not what you're doing... change it and make it
Robert Pattinson.
We also have did you guys have anything
I'm good.
I think Keaton and Richard are also fake names, obviously.
Yeah, me too.
And I really think that we're gonna see more mutants in this than you expect. I think they're getting a budget, and that's why the director left. I think Tim Miller left because of the amount of mutants we're getting.
Yeah,
he wanted to keep another one contained, and then Vox is like, no money.
We want all of this.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to use this movie and New Mutants to sort of maybe X-Men start again. Launching X-Force and all that. So yeah.
Oh, they
just please
they
be
should,
careful.
They shouldn't. Yeah, they just should just careful. Put. Don't put too much.
Don't
on
Batman
it.
And Robin me, guys.
Please.
It's like let them breathe. Let that character development happen. I mean, we love Negasonic Teenage Warhead because we got to spend time with her.
And it, I want directing, like John Wick's directing style is going to be amazing for the action stuff. And they're going to make sure the comedy's there. But if there's like too much comedy, too much action, too many characters, it's going to feel like a hodgepodge. Like there's so much already just with the talent involved.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about Infinity War later. But it's anyway. Tease for later.
Matt just skipping about himself in his brain, you guys.
You just saw it
in brain skibbity bop. I just will get to it myself later.
That
was beautiful.
Shioli Katsuna has joined the cast in what is being called a key role. This was broken by Deadline. No information on who she is. I saw online someone said they thought she might be Marrow, and someone else said Spiral.
I'm thinking Armor.
Oh my god, yes.
She's adorable.
I think Armor. To me,
she's adorably lethal.
When I
look
see
at
her,
that face.
Armor. That's what I see.
Well, I want to leave now.
So, I follow your Chamber with my Armor, my drop.
If she's Armor, I want to go wait in the theater now.
It's coming. No.
Do not make me leave. I will sleep here for over a year. I am staying. I'm going
to
see Armor
in a Deadpool movie with that might have Pyro and Chamber in it.
Yeah. Fox, if you're listening.
After Logan, Fox is like, all right, fine, we'll make X-Men movies.
Fine.
What if
I
we
guess
start
you guys
caring
want them.
About the characters in only movies, not TV?
All right, Spider-Man, anything else we want to say before we move on to Spider-Man news?
The more they announce, the better Deadpool sounds, except for the concern about the...
Too many characters,
Not too much.
Let's not Spider-Man 3 this. We don't need 70 billions.
Yes, we don't need Apocalypse. Just stop.
If they just do the Black Tom Cassidy run with Siren, I'd love the idea of like Deadpool having a weird love interest that he's like nervous around and like swirly. Like, there's so much they can do if they just follow the comics.
Yeah.
Deadpool's flirted with Shuri before. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, that's amazing.
He was fighting a alongside, like, it was alongside Battle. I forget the exact comic. I have to remember. But he's like, oh, you're T'Challa's sister, right? Or are you single? What's your sign?
Yes.
Oh, my God. And then she, like, cuts his head off and he puts it back on. He's like, we should hang out soon. Spider-Man Homecoming revealed some special new details about Zendaya's mysterious role. I was actually a couple weeks ago, someone, I can't remember who, a fan corrected me and say it, because I keep seeing Zendaya. And a fan tweeted at me like, hey, it's Zendaya. So, Zendaya. I apologize if I've been getting it incorrect. Zendaya. So, here's some quotes from a Disney, like a Disney channel, like, hey, you should go watch Spider-Man kind of thing.
22 minutes they did this thing. Yeah. It's a 22-minute special. Let the movie happen, guys.
Yeah, let the movie happen. It's in, like, 3 weeks,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's July.
I'm officially a blackout. I'm not. Yeah. I don't
yeah.
do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's before, yes. before Comic-Con, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's July 4th Comic-Con. Weekend, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, quote from Tom Holland says, speaking about her character, Michelle, she is sort of weird, dorky, kind of closed-off character, but she seems to follow Peter and Ned Leeds around quite a bit. The actress Zendaya later added, she's weird, but she's super cool to me because I feel like usually what she says is very real. So, yeah. Cool. I mean, we can kind of already see that in the trailers, but just hearing that is kind of nice. Also, I will mention, we're not going to talk about it on the show because I'm a little upset with myself that I spoiled this.
I did not look at these.
You didn't? Yeah. I that's why I labeled it. The way that I'm not talking about.
I'm
not talking
about.
No,
he's not going to talk about. He's just going to mention that.
I saw that, and I thought you changed your mind. I got even more worried.
I would not do that to you, Corey.
Yes. Okay, it's like, you know, giving someone the secret to El Dorado, which is in Africa, which is Wakanda.
I love that line. Oh, hey, there's that book in. I mean, I'm back in the show. We're back on Black Panther.
Speaking of, we should talk about Black Panther.
Number 3 most downloaded trailer in 24 hours, 89 million views. Oh, we're back to Black Panther. We're back to Black Panther. What happened? What's going on?
So there are some spoilers about Gwen Stacy and her friend and Zendaya's character Michelle. If you want to go look those up, I saw them on comicbook.com, but I also know like Screen Rant ran with it and a few other sites ran with it, and it's based on the Spider-Man Homecoming Junior novelization. Which,
why do they release those before the movie?
Why is that before the movie?
Every movie does it where they're like, it's kind of geared towards kids. What if we give you the whole movie in book form?
They yeah. do why? That. They, I remember that.
Like, they did the same thing with Guardians.
That
like,
stop. Just don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do it. Yeah.
Since we were kids, they've been ruining movies. Come on, guys. Wait till like 2 weeks after.
Here, read this book. It's the movie.
It's the movie. Yeah. I read the Harry and the Hendersons movie book before I ever saw the movie, and it was all spoiled. I was like, he makes it back to the woods? but if you are not spoiler averse and you want to know who Michelle's character is and it is burning you inside to know, you can go look that up for yourself because I don't want to spoil it for anyone else.
And don't tell us.
Yeah, don't tweet me. Yeah, yeah, if you guys, I'm going to take this moment while we're on Spider-Man. Please just don't tweet me anything spoilery. I love you guys. I love sharing. I love the communication we have on Twitter, but I do not want to know anything else. I'm like full la-la-la-la-la mode. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. So just for us.
I write for comic book websites, and it's really hard to keep yourself spoiler-free.
Yeah, man.
So please do not ruin it for those people that really do not want to know.
I've just sort of accepted that I'm going to have a very large amount of things spoiled for me, especially like working at Screen Junkies and stuff like right, that. It's like, yeah. You know what? Like at some level, I'm just going to have to be like, I kind of don't care. But mm-hmm. every once in a while, there's something like this Michelle right. thing where I'm like,
it's like this one thing. I just wanted
didn't
one thing.
Didn't
want
to know this.
The week before movies, I sometimes avoid Screen Junkies for that reason. Like, yeah. I just think that line of not
smart.
Knowing.
All right. Ant-Man and the Wasp have cast an actress named Hannah John Kamen or Kamen. She's
probably
was in
Kamen,
you think?
Yeah.
She's in Star Wars, Game of Thrones. There's no, nothing about who she's playing or anything else. There's some people who are wondering if maybe she is the original Wasp and that they discover her in the Microverse and that she hasn't aged. Mm-hmm. My feeling on that is that they're probably going to age her a little bit. I really feel like they're going to want someone who can fit with Michael Douglas. I think they kind of want a happy...
Stone.
Yeah, I mean, that's been a rumor, is that Sharon Stone is...
I would love a Fatal Attraction.
I prefer
like,
for a more age-appropriate cast.
I would, too.
I'm not much into the May-December relationships that Hollywood likes to do when it comes to male and
female. I really
female.
Hope that that's not what they do.
May-December. I've never heard that expression. It makes a lot of sense. I like that.
Oh. Yeah,
I like that. Good.
Yeah. And I also think that they're probably going to go for a bigger name. No offense to Hannah John Kamen. I am certainly not being cast in any movies. I just think that they probably want a bigger name than hers for the role.
Matt Key confirms he is, in fact, playing the Wasp.
I am the original Wasp.
He looks fabulous.
Yes, yeah. hasn't aged a day.
Can't wait for you guys to see me
it's
in gonna the
be
outfits.
A very good
story. Mostly motion capture. but I will say, I have a theory. I think she is like a villainous ruler of the Microverse.
I really want this movie to discover
that there's a whole other society in the quantum realm, in the Microverse, because that's what they did in the comics. That's where they found Wasp after she died post Skrull invasion.
And you know who's running the Microverse? Kang brings in Fantastic Phase 4. Boom!
Boom!
Shared universes. Punching TVs with excitement.
Yeah! Yeah!
Just move that there.
All right, Infinity War. Let's jump to it.
Yes.
New rumor ties the Guardians to the Infinity War in a relatively big way. Not a giant deal. Well, like, spoiler light, maybe, if it's even true. But apparently, Gamora and Nebula, as the children of Thanos, are also related to the Cole Obsidian. So that would mean, like, Ebony Maw, Black Dwarf, Proxima Midnight, Corvus Glaive are all, in some capacity... Oh, God, I love that art so much.
Thanos' children.
Are Thanos' children.
Which totally makes sense,
yeah.
Because think about it. We've already established that he makes his children battle amongst themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then the strongest survive, and those that aren't as strong, they get body parts replaced.
Yep.
With everything, so yeah, that actually would
makes
make
total
sense.
Sense, and it like ties it all together in a really nice way. And like when Gamora and Nebula finally show up on Earth, they'll be like, "Oh my God, it's my brother. He's the worst." Like it'll be this a bit of
be like, "Hey,
great,
Proxima, I meant to get you that cardigan back."
Ebony Maw, just shut your mouth. Stop. So
yay,
that's
family reunion.
So that's fun and exciting. Black Panther's been confirmed to be in Infinity
what
War.
Black Panther?
We didn't know. Yeah, we're back to Black Panther. We're back to Black Panther.
Well, the trailer only clocks in at 95 seconds. It manages to tell Black Panther.
Yeah, Black Panther. He's confirmed, like, as if we had any doubt about
yes.
that.
Yes.
Chris Evans spoke about why he extended his Marvel contract, and that's going to lead us into this.
Chris.
Is it his birthday?
It's his birthday.
Oh,
Chris, we know you watch our show.
36, great year.
Do you want to give him? Do you want to give him a sexy shout out?
I give him a sexy shout out all the time.
So I want to give you this quote real quick, and then I have a theory that I want to discuss with everybody. Here's this quote that he has to UK's Telegraph newspaper. I had 6 films on my Marvel contract, so I could have said after the 3rd Avengers film I was done, but they wanted to make the 3rd and 4th Avengers films as a two-parter. They said they had so many, and here's the part I want to highlight. They said they had so many other characters to fit in, Guardians, Black Panther, Captain Marvel, Doctor Strange, Ant-Man, and couldn't get them all into one movie. It made sense. It's going to wrap everything up. All right, so a lot of the news sites are like, it's going to wrap everything up. Hey, Chris Evans says the 4th film's going to wrap everything up. We all already knew that. That's not news to me.
Yeah.
Am I right? Right or wrong? Like,
I mean, here's hoping that it does.
Yeah, I hope it does, and that Phase 4 is something completely new and awesome and still connected, but going in a whole other direction. And that's what Kevin Feige has said.
Right.
So this to me is not news.
It just shows that Chris Evans is like, the story is more important than silly contracts, which what I got out of that was like, oh, he's a good guy. Didn't know that by his Twitter and everything else ever.
Right?
Chris Evans, good guy.
But here's the part that did stand out to me. Films as a two-parter, they said they had so many characters to fit in and couldn't get them all into one movie. So here's my theory. We know that we've seen Scarlet Witch, Vision, Captain America, maybe Winter Soldier, I know Thor, the Guardians, they've all been on set already.
Mm-hmm.
We have not, to my recollection, heard about Benedict Cumberbatch, Brie Larson, Paul Rudd, Evangeline Lilly being on set. Black Panther, Chadwick Boseman, is just now showing up to set. My guess is that partially this is like they're doing their whole like parsing out, you know, how like we've talked about this being like the Nashville of superhero movies or whatever.
Right.
So I feel like they're probably filming a lot of the Wakanda stuff right now. Maybe there will be some crossover from some of the other characters.
Mm-hmm.
My guess, though, is that in this movie, in Infinity War, the OG Avengers team is not enough.
Mm-hmm. They need
reinforcements. Well, obviously it isn't.
Yeah, it's obviously
not
enough.
I mean, weren't they like cannon fodder in the actual...
Yeah.
And the actual...
Didn't go well for him.
No,
so,
it did not.
Here's my guess.
Harley
Quinn
with a baseball bat.
Yeah, yeah.
For instance. Yeah. I'm not busting on Suicide Squad, but that was extremely interesting.
Little Ghostbusters tag.
We did spend 10 minutes on Wonder Woman last time, so I think us and DC are on better terms.
Yeah.
I'd like to think.
Yeah, I'd like to think.
I loved the makeup in that movie. It won an Oscar. I enjoyed that movie. A lot of people didn't enjoy it.
The amount of guff I got for going on DC Movie News last week, and then I wore a Joker shirt on the Schmodown because I like love the Joker. Yeah. I love Batman.
Yeah.
And then I went on DC Movie News, and when you're on the Schmodown, you can know anything, and then it leaves you because it's pressure. It's 10 seconds on the stuff.
I wish people would realize. I haven't been on Schmodown yet, but just like being
the
in
stuff
that
you know more leaves more. So Marvel, I like forgot the easy Marvel questions, and I remembered the stuff I had studied. So. So many people were like, oh, he's betraying Marvel. He's on DC. He's forgetting Marvel questions, talking about Marvel on DC. And I was like, guys, I respected Wonder Woman a lot. Can I just?
It's like, I'm human and real and pressure. And
it's not,
come on.
I even said last week, it's not like the DC attacked your family. Like, it's another network. It's not like you can only have one kind of ice cream.
Yeah.
I love ice cream. I can enjoy both chocolate and vanilla ice cream.
It's all delicious.
It's been very strange. It's been a weird week. Internet, be nice. Okay.
So here's my guess is that when they're not enough, and that doesn't mean like they're all going to die. Mm. Like, oh my God, they killed 70 characters. Like, they're never coming back.
They're just Bring screen the Fantastic grab this week, guys.
Yeah.
Audio clip, like, Matt Key confirms 70 Avengers
70
dead.
In the first movie.
But not Black Panther.
No.
Well,
no.
Actually.
He's got the vibranium suit on. He's fine.
It has weaknesses.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
I'm trying to give them something.
But it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
But it doesn't. My guess is that when they're not enough, Captain America, since he's saying he's in both movies... my guess is that he and a couple other Avengers go get Ant-Man, Wasp, Captain Marvel,
like they
Doctor
have a phone
Strange.
Tree.
Yeah, basically.
Call the phone tree of
all
superheroes.
Right, look, we've lost all these other guys. Call the big hitters in.
Yeah.
And not to mention, Ant-Man and Wasp and Captain Marvel both exist between the two Infinity War films, like in terms of their release schedule, right? So my guess is that these Avengers aren't enough. Ant-Man and Wasp and Captain Marvel, we have their films to help establish who they are and their role in the next movie, in the big movie, and then Doctor Strange and Thor Ragnarok, whatever else. I think it's going to be New Avengers. I think the title's going to be something like The New Avengers, and it's going to be a bit more Illuminati name, like maybe like an Illuminati theme, or like Jonathan Hickman's New Avengers, where they're like, in order to defeat these guys, we've actually...
Got to be ahead of the curve.
Well, we've got to be ahead of the curve, but we may actually have to do some shady stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that was one of the things about the New Avengers run that Jonathan Hickman did that I loved so much was...
They were good guys.
They were good guys, but they were good guys having to destroy entire other universes to save our universe. It's like, how do you weigh that?
How do you balance
the line,
that?
Bro?
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, well, if we don't kill this other universe, our universe dies, but... It's a universe? Like,
yeah.
So I feel like that's where the next movie is sort of heading, because if you look at the heavy hitters and who hasn't been on set yet and everything else, I feel like that's kind of where it's going. Yes, Gio.
Do you guys by any chance follow any of the animated stuff they do with the Avengers?
Here and there.
So it was this week, I'm not sure what day, but they just released a new trailer for the new animated Avengers TV show that Disney's putting out, which is going to be called Avengers Secret...
Invasion?
No, Secret Wars, I think that's what it is. And the, what is it, minute trailer? This is the plot of the trailer. The original Avengers, which is Hulk, Black Widow, Hawkeye, Iron Man, Captain America, and I'm forgetting someone.
Mm-hmm.
But they are all taken into another universe.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to recruit a Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, Falcon, Ant-Man, Wasp, and Black Panther to be the headliners of the new television show, and they're calling them the new Avengers.
Nice.
So
maybe I'm onto something.
Yeah,
what you're
it seems like that is where it might be going.
Thank you for supporting my argument, Gio. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
All right, let's.
Guys, I did it.
I did it. All right, let's move on. Luke Cage, Rosario Dawson was caught filming some scenes for Luke Cage season 2, and she's on set. And she's kissing the dude.
Woo-hoo. Yes.
They they're kissing. So they're in a relationship. So all you Jessica Jones, Luke Cage shippers,
no,
they might not be in their relationship. Sometimes you just got to share some coffee.
Oh my God!
There's that.
Just saying.
There is.
McCoy, you can stay.
Yes.
You can stay.
That's my first.
That's,
I can stay.
I love that. That picture looks like Thanos is going, good job, boys. Good job, boys.
Thanks, Thanos.
They're like, you're doing awesome, sweetie.
Brolin gets it.
Thanks, Daddy Thanos.
I get to live.
And then also, Lucy Liu was spotted near the set of Luke Cage Season 2.
Hopefully
and,
she's directing. I want her to direct.
That would be pretty awesome, actually.
I want her to direct.
I hadn't even considered that. I was like, I don't think she's... I think she just happened to be in the area. Maybe she's friends with someone on set or something. Mm-hmm. Was like, hey, what's up?
You're like, hey, I love the show.
I love the show.
By. Or I'm directing.
Yeah.
If
she was in the series, that's big enough casting that would be news to help like get eyes on it and everything. I feel like they would have said something already, but maybe I'm wrong. What do I know? Not a lot.
She'd also be great as the OG Wasp. I mean, it's not the right net show, but I'm saying I'd love her.
She'd
as
be
that.
Great as everything.
Yeah, Lucy.
Yeah, true enough. Do we have the picture of her with Mike Coulter in the coffee shop, Rowdy Roni?
I keep hearing Rody.
Rody.
Oh
yeah,
Rody
works also like Colonel Rhodes. Sure.
I'd like that. We had Rhodes.
Yeah, there we go.
okay, yeah, I don't know if it was labeled. I'll grab it right now.
It's cool, man. It's cool. Don't sweat it.
It's just coffee. Don't worry. It's actually coffee.
I just wanted to point out that the dude in the coffee shop, and no, not this one.
Said, were they kissing or
no? We've already talked about the kiss. Roddy, we've already talked about the kiss.
You're stuck on the kissing.
That's the only picture I could stare at. Forgive me.
Different type of coffee.
Very good coffee. A nice rich blend.
There's so many jokes you could make off that, but we'll leave
no.
It.
There's a picture of Lucy Liu and Mike Coulter in a coffee shop with the guy who owns the coffee shop. The dude who owns the coffee shop is somehow more jacked than Mike Coulter.
Woo.
And I'm just like,
where'd they find that guy?
Dude, there it is.
He's like a one-man Starbucks, so he has to do everything.
Yeah, you just had it. There it is.
Yeah, oh, wow.
Look at this dude. Like, look at this dude.
Dude.
Whoa.
He's more jacked
than
Mike.
That is a giant human.
And he owns the coffee shop in Harlem where they, like, apparently they're, like, shooting close by and they're going in there and getting coffee all the time.
Yeah. That dude's just, like, espresso and protein shots in equal measure. That's a life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like bodybuilding is a calling for that guy.
Yeah, like, this dude's like, I need a coffee shop. Here's the building. Go up! Put it down.
Espresso machine.
Fancast as Galactus.
Oh, my God, yes. All right.
He should be Rage, man.
Oh, my God, yes.
That dude should play Rage.
All right, do we want to revisit Black Panther?
Well, we have a lot of questions that are Black Panther.
Yeah,
related.
Do you want to just talk about that? Because we didn't talk about the designer or...
Oh, we did. Ruth Carter.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You can follow her on Twitter. I think she's at Ruth Elaine Carter.
Her
name is Ruth Elaine Carter.
Go thank her.
Yeah, yes. Go. Oh.
Seriously, that was one of the most striking things in a very striking trailer, how great the wardrobe was.
Yes, absolutely. So did we want to do Mary Marvelous or is there something?
Yeah, do the Mary Marvelous. Let's do it. Yeah, looking over the Black Panther stuff, we covered all that.
We did a pretty good job in 45 minutes.
Yeah. We covered all that.
If there's any questions that we didn't.
Markia said she wanted a book in the show, so I was giving her option to bookend it. But if we want to do Mary Marvelous, then we will do the Mary Marvelous.
Okay. So, shout outs to our Mary Marvelites. We have Shane Pickett at DadRad4, Max Russell at MaxRussell66, Aaron Wilkerson at Aaron Wilk, Ryan DeCarmine at Insight a Movement, JJ Lang at JJ Lang Tweeted, Rita, Perez? We'll say Perez at Rita Perez 94, Laura Mosley at Laura E. Mosley, Justin Morgan at Justin Morgan, JUSSIN, Charles Lee at GoofyFan_Chuck. Quavel.
Nice.
Nice. At Quavel Aiken. Kyle Specher. Kyle Specher. At Kyle Specher. That's EI in there. Jer Silvara at Sexy Jer Bear.
Yeah.
Blazing Boxer at Blue Paper Box. Shout outs, y'all. We did have some birthday shout outs, but we don't have it on here. So we'll
next week?
Yeah, we'll hit you up next week, those birthday shout outs. I think one of them was, can I get he tried to word it a different way. It was like, can I get the shout out that Koi does from Markia?
How polite.
Okay, I see what you're doing there.
Sensual shout out, a sultry shout out.
Why don't we do, weren't you going to do, what's the name, Chris, wasn't it his birthday?
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
Well, you should do it because I got some music ready.
Chris Evans.
Oh, hey, Captain America.
You're also from Boston, where this country was founded. And
we like how you run.
Today, 36 years ago, you were founded.
Thank God.
And every day, I've loved America more for it. Happy birthday, Chris Evans. You're, oh, Captain, my Captain.
On your left.
Yes.
Well done. Well done.
I could never left. On your left.
Oh, so well done. Well done.
There it is.
Nice.
Chris Evans, thanks for watching our show.
We really appreciate you.
Okay, so some fun questions. The Manuel Fuentes at Marvel_Fanatic9. What was your least favorite part of the Black Panther trailer?
That it wasn't 97 seconds.
I wanted more Michael B. Jordan, but that's just, I'm going to go watch Creed now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Great choice.
I wanted more Angela Bassett, but that's just because it's me.
I wanted more Everett K. Ross, but no, I'm just
kidding. I like the movie now. Is it the, yeah. All I didn't like was the release date at the end, because that meant it wasn't tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was nothing. Like, every single thing I loved.
I actually have something.
Yeah.
Which is not a negative thing. It's just a preference of it. Being of Latin descent, I want eventually an actual El Dorado movie. So the fact that now El Dorado is in Africa is kind of like, okay, I'm okay.
But only in Marvel can.
Yeah, it's okay.
I don't think Marvel is ever going to do an El Dorado movie. So I think you're still safe. It still can happen.
I hope so. But yeah, no, it was really interesting. And I do agree, the fact that it's so hidden, it's even in the wrong continent. It's so cool.
Yeah,
that is really cool.
It's like Atlantis. We don't know where it is.
Like, one line of dialogue gave Wakanda so much mythology, because El Dorado is so part of our culture. Like, I love that they were just like, by the way, you've heard of it. Yeah. Like, that was a...
By the way, you didn't know that you've heard of it, but you've totally heard of it.
Totally have. Too bad you weren't paying attention.
Idiots.
Yes. It's like Birnin Zana, the capital city of Wakanda.
Oh.
It's the golden city. Yes. So Marcus at Marquitos1219, if the heart-shaped herb is in BP and that's how he speaks to the dead, does that make the soul gem less likely to show? Well, it connects him to his the panther god Bast. That's the way that the heart-shaped herb does. So, yeah, that connects them to, in that he gets, like, that mystical power going through. But there are other tribes that connect to their gods in different ways. So it's not necessarily just speaking to the dead. We're going to see the soul gem. Soul gem's going to happen.
But I do like the theory that, like, Necropolis and communing with their dead ancestors and everything else does come from the soul stone. I think that would actually be a really cool way to bring that into the mythos, personally. So sweet. And
we should justify the soul gem, though. It seemed like that's what he was getting at, but it would also justify
why they're in Infinity War and why they're attacking Wakanda. Like, they're attacking Wakanda to get the Infinity
Stone.
Because
they're going after stones.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because they probably already have access to vibranium. They're from outer space, and that's where it came from.
Unless it's the only vibranium that exists. Ashley Houchkins at Ashley Houchkins. I think Nova would be huge on the big screen. Do you see James Gunn introducing him going forward?
James Gunn has said that for the first two Guardians movies, he wanted to specifically focus on not having any more humans, any other humans in space other than Peter Quill. My guess is, but he's now said that rule is out the window after Infinity War. My guess is that we could see Nova. We've seen the decimation of the Nova Corps, but we never actually saw
Nova.
Like, and by that I mean, like, we never saw the dudes wearing the helmets flying around space without a ship. So, like, I feel like we've seen, like, sort of like the Nova Marines, but now we need to see, like, the Nova Special Forces. And I think Richard Rider or Sam Alexander would be pretty cool. I think we're going to see it? Possibly. Quasar is also on a possibility, you know, but we'll have to wait and see.
As we go cosmic, it only makes sense. Like, the more cosmic we get, the more we need Nova.
Yeah.
Would an appropriate analogy be kind of like Nova is the Captain America of the Nova Corps? Kind of like that? How Captain America is in the...
I mean, I see what you're saying. And he, insofar that sometimes he is seen as a leader, especially like in the Annihilation events in the comics. But he also, like a lot of other Nova, just has a helmet that connects him to the Nova Force, which is basically like... the world mind for Xandar. So,
but that's in the comics.
That was a nerdy sentence I just said.
But that's in the comics. Here, none of them have any of those powers.
No,
right?
But that's what I'm suggesting is that we haven't seen that yet. So there's still room to introduce that.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Lonely Wakandan at Lonely Wakandan.
It's a great name.
Out of the three villains that we know of, which one do you think will get the most shine? I think we're going to get the most shine out of Shibe because we barely saw him. Mm-hmm. So I would love that, but chances are he'll probably be, you know, like him and Daki will be the puppet masters in the background with everything.
I think Killmonger is going to be the big villain in this one.
Well, it's personally played by Michael B. Jordan. You don't cast Michael B. Jordan and then not have it be. Yeah. So, Star Eli at E Fixed on Flix. Do you think we'll see other Black Panthers in action if spirits are in flashbacks? Sure. They could go that route, definitely.
Probably
you
more
know,
flashbacks.
With the spiritual aspect of it. I mean, we forget. I mean, we're all focused on T'Challa. We forget T'Chaka was Black Panther.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's this whole journey that he did, especially his backstory with because Ramonda is not T'Challa's actual birth mother. Mm-hmm. There's this whole other storyline where Ramonda has to be accepted by Wakanda, and you know, and she's a very strong individual herself. So there's all this other history. So if they want to do like a flashback thing, they definitely can.
Mm-hmm.
We answered that one. We answered this one. And okay, Dumba Dun Dunna at Tim Kogan. Do you think they delve a little more into mysticism? I'm sick of magic being described in scientific terms. Give me some bloody magic.
Amen.
We're getting more and more there.
We
like, at first, they had to bridge the gap with Thor, and then eventually they were like, no, straight up magic. And Doctor Strange was like, there is a science to magic, but there's also a magic to magic. I think that we're just going to, as we get more cosmic, as the universe accepts that it's a superhero genre.
Though, I will say, like, now that I've had a chance to watch Doctor Strange like another 7 or 8 times.
Oh yeah.
now that it's come and gone. In fact, I was watching it just again last week. I was like, I'm going to do laundry and watch Doctor Strange.
Now that it's memorized.
It's on Netflix now.
I know. I don't need it. I've got the planet. One of my major complaints for the film is that magic is contained to relics and artifacts.
Mm.
It's like with that whole scene with oh my god, why am I forgetting it?
Claw Baron in Mordo. The museum? Oh, sorry, Baron you're Mordo. Talking about something else.
Yeah. No, Baron Mordo. Why am I forgetting that actor's name? She would tell EG4. That whole scene where he's like the vaulting boots of Valdor and the staff of the Living Tribunal. I was like, no, but can you actually, like, shoot bolts through your hands?
Sequel.
Please, can you shoot bolts through your hands?
Like, escalation.
Please?
Once he's the Sorcerer Supreme, I think he'll be able to do that without the relics.
Sure.
Like, once he's fully...
Sure, maybe, hopefully. But Scott Derrickson, I know you're watching our show. Please
so
make sure that he...
Today.
Yeah, we're a very popular
big audience.
Show. Big, giant, massive audience.
I've been tweeting a lot, so you know.
Thank you. But Scott Derrickson, please make that happen in the sequel.
Yes. And then Travis McDaniel at Travis _ MCD32. Is Killmonger a worthy being for Black Panther? Is his skill set even close? He's a badass. He really is. And he's got some smarts to go along with it. And I mean, people follow him for a reason. And believe me when I say that he does have a very legitimate claim to his grudge against Black Panther. I really do invite you to read the comic books with that. But he was Black Panther for a little bit.
He defeated T'Challa in like combat for the right to rule Wakanda.
So there you go. It's like, yes, this is a very close match set. This is going to be absolutely amazing.
So we've got 2 more comments, and then we need to sign off. So start getting your sign-offs ready while Makia rounds us out.
Yes. So from Rob Keith, at that Rob Keith, at Marvel Movie News, I started listening after hearing you on Movie Fights, and I'm so glad I did. Thank you for feeding my inner nerddom.
Thank you for feeding our inner nerddom.
Yes, that's welcome.
Cool. Because you watch the show, that allows us to continue to do the show. So thank you.
Yes, and we'll end it on an image. From Blackbeard at Jobius3000. He's like, my competition goods arrived. Smiley face. Thanks, guys. It's awesome.
Woo-hoo! Yay! That's awesome.
His box full of Marvel.
Box full of nerdy goodness.
Yes, Marvel cool.
I wrote him a little note on the address that I sent to him. I was like, hey, man, thanks for, you're awesome. So,
oh, nice.
Dude, Jobius, thank you, man. You're a great fan, and you earned it. So.
Just tell my phone background. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Yes. If there were any other questions, you can tweet us.
Yeah. We'll do another round next week.
Yeah.
I've got one shout out on iTunes.
Do it.
Yay.
Do it.
This week's iTunes shout out. Now, Mr. Poop Magoo is an OG fan.
His name, I know that name. Yeah, I know the name.
The name Poop Magoo. I just want to read his very quickly. It's amazing. I just wanted to say thank you for everything you guys do. I've been home from the Army now for 2 years. It was very hard to transition at first. I had a lot of bad times and PTSD attacks. But then I found this podcast and started listening every time I had an attack. 2 years later, it doesn't matter. It doesn't happen as much anymore. And I still listen every week, especially getting close to the 4th of July. More and more fires go off and it gets hard. Thank you all so much. The show means the world to me. And you have given me back my life. That is one of the single best things I've ever read. That means so much to me. That means so much to us. That means so much to the what we just do this show because we love stuff and we love you. To know that we've affected you in such a way and helped in such a way, thank you. That comment made my week. And I just wanted to share publicly how important that is to us. That's amazing.
Dude, that is
absolutely shocking. My mom is a veteran. That is absolutely amazing. Thank you. Thank you for sharing
humbling.
That with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I have so many family so members in the military that this is to read yeah. this and to know we helped someone even a little with something so hard is thank you, veterans. Thank you, Poop Magoo. Thank you, everyone. I have no words, but thank you.
Hey, tweet is where you live, and that way we can, like, maybe if there's ever, like, a convention or something like that, we can all, like meet you and give you a hug
yeah.
or something.
I
would love to hug you, man. That's awesome. Thank you so much for that. That's a
Big
humbling,
time.
Wonderful,
Big
incredible
time.
Compliment.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, well, on that note, we should sign
just,
off.
Yeah, that was just so much.
We're at an hour 25 right now, so let's Ooh. Sign off.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where can people find you and all that, all the goodness?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Markeia McCarty, MarkeiaMccarty. I'm on Screen Junkies periodically. You can also catch me on Mondays on our sister network, AfterBuzz TV. I do the WWE Raw After Show. That's Mondays at 8:30. 8:30. We'll say 8:40. So go into the chat room then.
Cool.
You can find me at CoyjanDreau on Instagram and Twitter, and I'm going to be talking about the Spider-Man comic video game trailer that was so
oh my god,
so good.
It's so amazing.
We didn't have time here, so I'm going to make a video about it because you guys requested it. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
All right, thank you guys so much for letting me come. It was amazing to be here. You can
you
find
have
me
a Twitter
at yeah,
where you have your artwork and everything.
Oh yeah, at @geo_was_here. GeoWasHere.com, and sometimes occasionally I write at geekfeed.com, so you can find me on the internet.
That's awesome. My name, oh my god, you guys are your aviators. My name is Matt Key. You can find me on Twitter at the Matt Key. You just distracted me. At the Matt Key. Stop it. You can find me at the Matt Key. Also, I have a show that I do on Geek and Sundry Twitch channel called The Wednesday Club. Tomorrow, we are going to be talking about how to be a comic book writer, and we're going to talk to an actual comic book writer about how to do that. And then I'm also on Screen Junkies on Thursdays and Fridays. We'll see you guys. Bye.
Mackey confirms can't handle sunglasses. Can't hang. Bye, guys.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.